Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver.
He promised me he will
deliver.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday to you all. And it is June the 21st. Woo! My, have time fly. The month is almost over. Where was June? What happened? But anyhow, we're here. We're surviving and we're moving on. Today's words of encouragement, nothing of my own. Coming from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 7, New Language Translation, and it reads, He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. When we let down our guard and pretense, and we truly open our hearts and minds before God, we cannot help but feel exposed in his sight. Everything we've said, everything we've thought, everything we've done is known by him. But in that vulnerability, we must understand that no matter what we've done that day, that week, that year, we are simply seen in his eyes as beloved. It is hard for us to humanly comprehend the truth that there is nothing we can do to make God love us any more or any less. This truth, which in theory should remarkably free us, ultimately scares us. We know that we are completely out of control. The beauty is that grace will always be his worth and nothing of our own. Those are my words of encouragement for Wednesday, June 21st, 2020. Bless you. I hope this word finds you in a better place. Let's bow our head. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace. Thank you that no matter what we've done, you will only see your Son's redemption. When you look at us at all of us and the world, we thank you for the grace. I can't understand and the love I'm so deeply enveloped. Amen. Amen. Walk in faith. Give somebody a hug. Tell them about the goodness of God. And before I leave, I just want to say that Denise Guest is about to go in surgery. She's in Ohio. My prayers goes out to the Parker family in Florida for their loss of the father-in-law and father and grandfather. Let the prayers be with them as they go through this untimely loss, and keep them strong. My prayers goes out to them and all. Have a wonderful and blessed day. God bless you. And I'll be back Friday with another word of encouragement. God bless you. Keep walking in faith. Amen. Amen.